This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Right, 6 o'clock. Nice job, Eddie Scazzeri. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Boomer Esiason, Craig Carton on Fan, and of course worldwide on CBS Sports Network. Got a great show for you today. So much going on after the weekend. Of course, the New York Yankees split with the Red Sox. The Red Sox don't seem to be their problem. It's just about everybody else for the last month. The New York Mets can't close out another series, blah, blah, blah. They play St. Louis tonight with Zach Wheeler. But the New York Yankees have Brian Mitchell on the mound against Adalberto Mejia from Minnesota. That'll be later tonight. In any event, that's the baseball. Basketball, shockingly, is very relevant these days, as is football. I'll explain in a minute. First, good morning, Boomer. How are you today, buddy boy?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. You know, and too bad for the Yankees last night. You know, it would have been great for them to get a sweep.
He pitched well, though.
Tanaka pitched great, but so did Price. And Price has been, obviously, public enemy number one up there in Boston. So he came through in a big spot.
How about Sabathia filling in like a couple hours' notice? And pitching his ass off.
If that were a Met pitcher, he would get blown out after like two innings. And that's and that's the troubling part of what's going on with Steven Matz now. Like, you wake up this morning, and after that performance yesterday, where they needed a they had a sweep. Let's face it, they had a sweep. They had to come out of the, you know, out of the break. Some, you know, maybe they could still do it. I don't know. But you know, my hopes are not very high for them to get themselves back in relevancy, and they will be in seller's mode, even regardless of what Sandy Alderson said about, you know, a rebuild, not a retool at all.
I'm paraphrasing it. His point was, it's not going to be a total yard sale.
Right, exactly.
We're not going to get rid of everyone we got, but we will obviously sell off something.
Right, depending on how they play coming out of the break. And if Matz just could have given them, you know, what he gave like 3 weeks ago, they would have been fine. But for him to get drilled like that last night or yesterday was really the disappointing part of that. And every time he has a game like this, I always wonder about the next day, his elbow's bothering him.
Something.
Or he's got to go on the DL for 2 weeks, so we'll see what happens there.
I think he gave
up
more hits in one inning of work than anyone else in the history of baseball. I think it was like nine hits in one inning.
It was ridiculous, man. It was like,
No joke. I'm not even making it up. I think that's a record.
It's like the conga line. The guys, they couldn't wait. It was actually refreshing to see the Mets on Friday night do the same thing to the Rockies. But, it's disappointing for both teams because the Yankees gained no ground. They're the same. They're in the same spot they were, you know, coming out of the All-Star break. And the Mets have a chance to have a sweep with one of their better pitchers on the mound, and he can't get through two innings.
And you don't even have a chance to win it, right? That game's over. And, I mean, and the winning series ain't enough right now. You have a chance to sweep a team, and you don't, like you said, you're not even competitive. Then you have the Cespedes, has another injury, comes out Saturday, doesn't play last night. They say he'll play tonight. He's just become that's a joke at this point. I don't even know you can blame anyone because it's an injury.
Right.
But the fact that he has gone from, you know, the thigh, the calf, the hamstring, the groin, is a walking mass unit below the waist, and none of it's good. That being said, listen, if you love Met baseball, you still got a nice stadium, and at least they showed some life offensively, so I'll give him that. The Yankees, meanwhile...
You know, Cespedes is lucky he didn't break his knee.
Because his knee dug into the ground pretty good.
The rain and everything and the softness in the outfield, I mean, he is lucky that he did not snap a leg or knee a thigh bone or something like that trying to make that play.
I'll say this about the Yankees, though. And like you said, you don't gain any ground. You split the series, and you split yesterday's day-night doubleheader. They're four games over 500, blah, blah, blah. I keep saying, every time people bring up, you're playing the Red Sox, that'll be the barometer. The Red Sox, to be fair, do not seem to be the Yankees' problem. I mean, they had the lead in the ninth inning, the first game of the series, and Chapman kind of throws it out.
Well, you know, like last night was yesterday was the day for Steven Matz, right? And Steven Matz, unfortunately, did not perform.
Right.
And therefore, the Mets, you know, lose the chance at a sweep, which is hard as it is. The Yankees could have taken 3 out of 4.
Absolutely right.
If Friday night's performance by Chapman was the Chapman-esque performance that you expect.
Yeah, I mean, Chapman has not pitched well, and it cost them a game because I don't care how they got to there. It wasn't pretty. But you have the lead in the ninth inning.
Right.
Right? That's your game to win. You got Chapman on the mound. And obviously, there's something wrong with him. I don't know
Joe Girardi did go to great lengths last night to highlight the bullpen and how well they pitched, with obviously the exception of Chapman on Friday night,
right,
throughout this series, and how well their starting pitchers pitched. Now, of course, Pineda's done.
He'll have Tommy John after another, you know, consultation.
God, it's
unbelievable. And then people are all over Joe Girardi from the standpoint of the intentional walk. Look, you got Chapman on the mound. Get off Girardi's back. You have the lead and your closer on the mound. That you lose that game, and it ain't got nothing to do with Joe Girardi. It's got everything to do with Chapman just not pitching well. That being said, you got 2 weeks to go now, and while we know the Mets are sellers, the Yankees are going to buy. Now, I do not imagine them doing, I think, very similar to the Mets, who are not going to just yard sale the whole damn team. I'd be surprised if the Yankees make an aggressive move to try to win this year.
Well, here's a question.
I mean, I don't think they're going to start dumping a lot of prospects. I don't.
No, I don't think so either. I don't think they'll go the route of the Cubs getting Quintana the way they did, and they aggressively went out and got him right after the All-Star game. But, you know, you see what the Nationals did. The Nationals got two relievers from the A's. They recognize that they have problems at in their bullpen, so they're trying to address those things. And the Yankees, I got to believe, even though their starting pitching wasn't all that bad, you know, actually pretty good, if you ask me, still need a starting pitcher of some ilk.
Right, and if you consider that, they score the amount of runs they score, where they've got nothing out of first base, nothing out of third base, and they can still score runs. I'm with you. I mean, I'd want a starting pitcher. I got to figure my bullpen will be fine. You know, Betances and Chapman will be really good for a couple months without problem. And when it's all said and done, you know, the Yankees are going to have to go out to get a starting pitcher. And if you told me, if it wasn't Lucas Duda or he didn't play for the Mets, could I see them trying to get a lefty stick at first base? Yeah, but where are they at? You know, who's giving you one of those guys, right?
No, the other thing that really was like kind of interesting, and why anybody would ask Sandy Alderson this question: are you going to trade Jacob DeGrom?
Yeah, I don't know.
I would want to reach across and go MMA on the guy who asked that question.
Give him a little chokehold. There is a Mets story I have to ask you about.
Yeah, okay.
And it's bothersome to me. And while the Mets are really irrelevant right now, there's a story involving the Mets that I think warrants conversation, okay?
Yeah.
And that is this. You've got this young phenom shortstop, Rosario, who they're debating when to bring up. Do you bring him up, right?
They'll bring him up when they trade either as Drupal Cabrera or Jose Reyes.
According to what came out this weekend.
How could it be fake news?
I'm just telling you what came out.
Met fake news.
Here's the deal. They are claiming.
Who's they, by the way?
Peoples that cover the Mets. Peoples.
All right.
The claim is that the reason the Mets will not bring Rosario up here is that there's such bad blood and tension in the Met dugout and clubhouse with this Asdrubal Cabrera because of the move to second base and all that stuff, that they don't want to negatively taint Rosario by meaning that if he comes up here, he's coming up here to do what? To play shortstop,
right? That means somebody's got to sit.
That means not only does someone have to sit, it means Cabrera will never play shortstop again, and they don't want a toxic clubhouse. So I was thinking to myself this, because I was a bit thinking about whether or not maybe I've misjudged Sandy Alderson and I should go more with your line of thinking. And let me tell you something right now. If they can't control their own clubhouse and dugout and they're afraid to bring Rosario up because of the interpersonal relationships that might develop that'll be negative, that means Sandy Alderson's given up.
Yeah, maybe.
Right? Like, if Rosario's the answer, and by all accounts, he's one of the top, if not the top, your prospect in the minor leagues right now, right?
Right.
And he obviously can fill a need for you, maybe put some more fans in the seats, and you've gotten past that June date where it negatively impacts his contractual status for the team.
Yep.
And you're not bringing him up because you can't control Asdrubal Cabrera, then you've either lost control of your franchise or you've given up.
Yeah, but the point being,
so if you told me Sandy Olsen was stepping down after this year, I would not be surprised.
No.
I think he's given up.
No. The point being is that, you know, you can't bring a guy up here when you have these veterans who want to play every single day until you move one of those veterans. So if they move one of those veterans, whether it be Cabrera or Jose Reyes, then they'll bring Rosario up, and then he'll have a job at shortstop, and he'll be the everyday shortstop for the rest of the season. Now, Rosario could do for the Mets, and I'm not saying that he will do it the way that this happened last year, what Sanchez did for the Yankees.
It's on the table,
at least. You bring a guy up and bring a – and I know Sandy's like, hey, you know, not one guy's not going to change the whole thing around here, and he's right. It's not. But Met fans want to see a young player, and this young player is tweeting at the Mets for
begging
a chance.
Begging them to come up on bended knee.
Yes.
Give me a chance, Billy!
Right,
and then,
exactly.
Of course, he gets deleted, as a lot of things are being deleted these days off Twitter. Are you aware
yes.
of that?
No.
Yeah, so this guy, my main man, Sports Funhouse, he had his Twitter account shut down.
He did.
I got to ask Mark about that. Tell Mark I need to talk to him during the break.
What happened?
I don't know what happened, but he's been suspended.
Who suspended him?
Twitter suspended him.
Why?
I think because when you I don't know, he didn't have ownership of the audio he was posting or something.
Okay.
But isn't that what all Twitter is? Right? I don't know what the fair use doctrine is. I know it got referenced, but the guy that was the daily historian of all things mistake prone Mike, which I, you know, religiously checked out every day, many times a day.
I'm sure you did.
I feel somewhere naked now.
I'm sure
his account
did.
Has been suspended.
No.
Suspended the sentence. Don Corleone suspended the sentence. So we'll find out about that. And while I normally would go right to a commercial break here and give you the phone numbers to the show and get things started and get an update from Jerry, there's a rare moment in time when a call comes in the first 5 or 6 minutes of the show, where I just feel you have to take that call right away.
Oh, jeez.
So here is Shirley on the fan. Shirley, good morning. How you doing, doll?
I'm doing fantastic. How you doing?
How old are you, Shirley?
I am 71.
My word. 71, up early in the morning. And what can we do for you today?
Watch my Boomer.
You get up early to watch Boomer?
Yeah.
Oh,
what is
you.
It about Boomer that you like?
I don't know. It's just something about him that draws in the women.
Mm, especially women in their 70s, right?
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I've been watching football forever.
Uh-huh. Now, do you live in Maryland?
I live in Maryland. Yes, I do.
So you're obviously a fan of the Maryland Terps, I imagine.
No.
You're not?
Nope.
Huh. So did you have a thing for Boomer when he played in Maryland or only now later in life?
When he became a pro...
Uh-huh.
He was playing with the Jets.
Right.
Oh, my God. He was adorable.
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 And has he aged well?
Yes, he has. I'm surprised.
Why is that?
I don't know. It must be good living and a good woman.
No, there you go.
Well, let me ask you this. If you could have one night alone with Boomer, and it was up to you, and you were going to home cook a special meal and then wear something special for him, and play special music during the one night. Can you walk me through how that night would go?
Oh, we got to have a meal.
You don't have to.
Well, I got to eat. I don't know about the rest of you.
We would sit, honey, and talk about football.
There you go.
That sounds like the perfect date. A 71-year-old woman not eating, just talking about football with the man in her life, right?
And I tell you, after I saw him on a rerun of Family Feud last week, he is just a sweet, precious, adorable human being.
This is what I'm talking
that
about.
That is
this
awesome.
Is why you do this show, right?
Yeah, I'm like,
this is why you lift all that weight.
I'm completely embarrassed right now. Thank you, Shirley. I appreciate it.
Shirley,
very nicely.
Welcome. Have
Shirley,
a great day.
Listen to me. I'm going to put you on hold, okay?
Okay.
And Boomer's going to send you an autographed picture, personalized just to you.
Shirley, you got me sweating right now.
All right.
That's great.
Hold on one sec. See, sometimes you just got to take a call.
Yeah, I guess
right?
you do,
you
yes.
are sweating now from that. All right.
Eddie, stop it. Show some respect, will you please?
Listen, you got to know your wheelhouse.
Yeah,
71.
Yeah, 71, right in the wheelhouse.
And tons of fun.
Tons of fun.
You know, a couple things before we do take the first break. Let me just first say thank you to the Port Authority Police Department and the Staten Island Yankees. We played a charity softball game there yesterday. And a gorgeous setting, great field, and great accommodations. So I want to thank everyone for being a part of that. We lost 9-5. We'll get to that, of course, later this morning. But I do want to thank the Staten Island Yankees for opening up their stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. And I want to thank the Port Authority Police Department for inviting us to play there. That's number one. And number two, unfortunately, we lost a broadcast legend yesterday, and that is Bob Wolf. Bob was in studio with us. I thought it was a year ago. It was actually back in 2014.
Wow.
When he was 93 years old. And Bob Wolf always will have a special place in my heart because he was my first ever mentor. And when I was in high school, I took a broadcasting class solely because it was Bob Wolf that was teaching at a Pace in Westchester. And Bob Wolf, for those of you that are under 30, you probably never heard his name. But Bob Wolf called every major sporting event in this country, let alone here in New York, as the voice of the Knicks. He was the voice of the Rangers for a long time. He was the voice of the Westminster Dog Show at Madison Square Garden. Did not work at the Garden for almost 30 years now.
Colts-Giants championship game, Don Larson's perfect game in the World Series.
He called every major championship in every sport,
The resume is long and lengthy, and he was actually broadcasting up until 6 months ago.
Yeah, he was at Long Island News 12. So I just wanted to acknowledge Bob's passing. We'll play some of his audio a little bit later on this morning, because there's a great lesson having met Bob Wolf. And here's a guy that truly had done it all, was at the pinnacle of the careers that we've chosen, and still had great humility and a sense of a selflessness where he never wanted to be the story. We live in a world now where we want to be the story, and we are the story sometimes, as opposed to the people that we're supposed to be talking about and their on-field exploits. So I just wanted to acknowledge it's a sad loss. He was 96 years young, but thoughts and prayers go out to Rick, his son, and the rest of the Wolf family as we lose Bob Wolf last night.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.